Just give your system a moment to really open, to sense, to see each other, to feel into each other. To notice our excitement of coming together for this. And then just quickly, maybe everybody shares just your name, where you are, where you are living, or from which place you are connecting right now. And not thinking too much, but sharing what is your motivation to come to this teaching. And we just do it, whoever feels has the call to start, and then just go how it naturally unfolds.
Well, I can go. Do you hear me well?
Yes.
Okay, so hi ladies, my name is Irina. Originally I come from Georgia. Republic of Georgia, but last 7 years I live in Holland, so I'm joining you from Eindhoven. And how I found this course is, I had this crazy idea, so please don't laugh. I was thinking there must be a way how to learn a language faster. So I was like, what if you can actually download a frequency of a language? Okay, so because I'm, you know, a little bit struggling with Dutch language, and my son has to learn 4 other languages. So that's how idea came. And then while I was Googling, suddenly I came across Poria's website. And I was like, I'm seeing this course, and I'm really into spiritual studies. So I thought that's really for me. So I'm extremely, extremely motivated to learn something new. Whatever it is, to be honest, I don't have exact expectation. I'm sure I have to be here. That's my feeling. I'm very glad to be with you.
Thank you, Irina.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Cool. Who's next?
So then I will introduce me, myself, and I. So, yeah, my name is Susanne. I'm living in Germany, in Kall, really on the countryside, a very small town in the near of Cologne, the city of Cologne. And yes, why I'm in the course. I think I really want to bring things together that I have learned in the last years and actually decades. And I was always fascinated by sacred geometry. And actually, I didn't want to do the course because I thought, I've done enough courses for now. But then I just saw these 5 symbols. And the last one reminded me of a symbol that I received once in a meditation. And I also had in the last days, my love for color was reappearing. So like in little things, like I changed every day the desktop of my computer with my own colors, you know, just thought now the color has to be changed. And yes, and what really attracted me, that I've read, yes, to master the frequency, to really master it, because of, although I really have a lot of knowing and things I've did, there were some things where I couldn't get through. And I would love to learn about this, especially in this pivotal times. I really want to be so much more clearer and stable, and yeah, so this is my wish.
Thank you, Susanne.
Yes.
Well, I'll go next.
Yes, thank you.
I'm in Ontario, Canada, about 2 hours north of Toronto. And I like you, Susanne. I thought, you know, when I loved Puria's summit, I'm still catching up on watching the guest speakers, which are just fabulous. And when that course came across, I read through the whole thing, what it was about. And I'm like, okay, do I really need to take another course? Like, do I really need to do this? And I kept thinking about it for a few days, and I'd go back and revisit it. And then I watched Karen Jiang that Puria interviewed on the Conscious Summit. Oh, and I just loved how she broke down like the consciousness and the frequency. And so I did the meditation, or, you know, the activation that she did. So I did that, and my focus was on like opening myself up to being competent enough to learn more, because I have this block all my life that I'm not smart enough. So I really feel that session, she helped move that block for me. I really feel that. So I kept coming back to your course. Should I take this course? Should I take it? And I think it was Tuesday, I decided, after really contemplating it, because I tend to jump on things and buy things and then I don't always finish them. And I really gave it thought, and it really resonated with me. And I really feel that Karen really helped remove a lifelong block that I've had. So it's kind of like, I feel like the first time I'm coming into a course where I really feel open and confident that I can learn this and I can learn it. So I'm excited to be here with you ladies. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Cindy. Livia.
Nice. Yeah. So hello, everyone. Hope everyone can hear me well. Nice. So my name is Livia. I was born in Germany. And I'm actually the daughter of Puria. So super happy and grateful to have such an amazing mother.
Wow. Yes, you are.
And right now I'm actually in California, somewhere out behind the Sierras, close to the desert, on a hot spring road trip. And we managed to extend the hotel enough so I can be here and be part of the call. It's sometimes difficult in a nomadic life, but I'm super grateful to be able to make the time and meet you all and be able to be here and be present. And yeah, the main calling that I've been having for this course especially is just like the understanding and depth of energy and frequency. And I mean, having Puria as my mom made me experience and hear and learn things like from a young age in a different way. So I'm really grateful, and just traveling made me observe a lot and watch how energy moves. And on my own path, I came to study sacred geometry a lot and do a lot of drawings and designs and readings and studying and really like working with the energy behind it, no? Like the codes that are transmitted in the symbols that you can see. And so I had always a really like big passion and like yearning to learn more and to understand more, but on like a deeper level, like not on the mental level of reading a book or like the experiential level of drawing it, but like even deeper, like feeling it and really like getting the frequency, getting the color and the understanding behind it. So yeah, I'm really happy that it's now happening and we can all be on this journey together.
And you waited a few years for that to happen.
Yeah. There was a build-up, no? Life was like, you have to learn this first, then that first, then that first.
I like your earrings. They're cool.
Oh, thank you. It's a, like wood.
Yeah, nice.
And I just say a few words about Anne Belz. I know her, I guess, since 8 or 9 years. She was kind of a volunteer or guest in the seminar center I was running and living in a community. And she participated in a few courses there. And she also from time to time comes for an individual session. And she really also had this call to dive deeper into this knowledge of frequency and energy, and has a bit of hesitation with her if her English skills are good enough. But maybe Cindy, you saying, I let this go, that I'm not smart enough. Maybe Anne will be participating in that and also be able. And yeah, I briefly also want to share how I came across these teachings. So I just had, it's now already, I would say 15 years ago or even longer, I had in a vision, I got this information, you will learn with a woman for years, day and night. And in this time, I had two little girls, and I couldn't imagine how to learn day and night. My day was full, my nights I needed to sleep. And I just, this went by. But then one day, and I sensed something else is waiting for me and is waiting for be opened up. There was a feeling that I'm not living on the full range of like you have a piano and you play a few of these notes and you sense, there's much more. And I had this sense. And then I had a magazine in my hand where different events were advertised, and I just was pulled into one. And this was kind of not exactly what we are exploring now together, but a part of that. So I started to study with the shamans and the tradition from the Mayan culture. And this was a study for 4 years, very intense. And what they do, they also work with our subconscious level. And this they do during our night when we sleep. So this was not the usual way of working in the night when you kind of work in a company where you have a night shift, but it works with your subconscious level during your sleep, because let's say these parts are more accessible when we are not working with our rational mind. And they really teach and transmit a lot in our dreams. And maybe you will experience this during this course, and maybe not, because that it's working on the subconscious level doesn't necessarily mean that you become aware on a conscious level that this is happening. But it can be. I sometimes had it when we actually had a certain teaching in a seminar. I just remembered, there was a night and I was sitting in a kind of a classroom with people and it was about this content, but I wouldn't be able to put it in words or to explain it. But on a deeper level, I knew that I already know something about what is shared there. And this said, I also want to really highlight that what is taking place in this class, in this course, is mainly you remember. It's not you learning something really new, but you will remember something what on a deeper level you for sure know already. And sometimes this remembering can be really very vivid, that you really notice, I knew this already, or kind of more hidden, but it's an unveiling, it's putting dust away from ancient wisdom teachings which we all came across in, if you believe in past lives or in another way of tapping into knowledge. For sure, this is the case in this this course. So it's not, I'm not teaching and you are not learning in this sense. But what I do is that I learned how to embody clear frequency codes, and I make them available to you. And so it's not learning by understanding. It's not learning by having in mind or remembering what I said. That's not about it. So if you, this is also the reason why you will not get really a lot of written material of this, because it's not about. I will provide some at the end of the course, because I don't want to move too much energy into your intellect, into your rational mind. I really want to help you to open your intuition and your whole system to receive this knowledge. And the best way to really receive and get the most out of it is when you are able to relax and to open your whole system, as if you would kind of breathe in what I'm talking about, not here, but really breathing in, taking in with all your pores, with your skin, with your hair, with your whole system, also with your emotions, with your energy body, really like a sponge, just sucking in the frequency and the vibration and what is transported in that. And I'm curious how this will be in the next weeks for you, but for me, that was such a relief that learning can be effortless and can require relaxation, and I don't need to remember something, because in school I always had this hustle, oh my God, and now I need to repeat it, and then I need to bring it on paper in an exam, and this always stressed me. But here it's about relaxing, and no need to remember mentally any word of what is shared here. And for sure, your deeper system will suck in what is transmitted here. So far of what you've heard, is there any question or anything you want to share?
Only excitement from my side.
Yeah.
Like, I'm already breathing in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bring it on.
Yeah. And what we could also say, it's a bit it's a bit a challenge to find a word of what is happening here. And I thought that language, in a way, makes sense for this, because we also will have kind of an alphabet, and our alphabet will be shapes and colors. And you will be initiated in different shapes and different colors. So you have the clear and clean alphabet of, then later on you can build words and sentences and poems and stories, so to speak. But the course is mainly about initiating you into the clear and pure frequency code of certain shapes and colors. And of course, the shapes and the colors, they hold certain meaning. For example, where we have this a lot is in astrology. We know that the sun or the moon or Neptune, they're holding certain qualities, and it's not about the planet itself, but the information and the code which is in there. And in the same way, it is here with certain shapes. They represent a certain quality. And when your system is initiated in pure codes of these qualities, it has two benefits. One is that you are more able to read the certain qualities in other people or in circumstances in your environment. And that you are also more able to really embody and emanate these qualities. And these qualities are not something fancy. These are qualities which life is made of. We all have to do with these qualities, but most of the time we don't recognize them so clean and pure. And often kind of are in a mix of in a cocktail of different qualities. Yeah, just let that settle a little bit. And what this course also is about, and we basically will also today start with this, is that you will really learn to distinguish your different bodies, your physical body, your etheric body, your emotional body, your mental body, and your spiritual body. You could imagine them like layers, like in this Russian puppets. In the middle, you have the physical, the etheric, the emotional, the mental, and the most subtle, the spiritual or the energy, the divine body. But they are all penetrating each other. So they are not that distinguished as like linearly distinguished, but they also have a certain frequency. Your physical body vibrates very different than your emotional body or your mental body or your spiritual body. And in this setting, you will also kind of really get the differentiation. Is my awareness, in which body is my awareness, how to activate it and how to read it and how to relax it. And what also happens when we go through these different layers of our whole system is that we open them. We relax into them, and what can happen when we open and relax in them, that dense parts can start to vibrate and to leave the system. So in the physical body, this can be really felt like tense muscles or even a pain or a part in the body where you are not that flexible. Yeah, there it's very clear when there is some density. In the emotional body, it can be that some emotions or feelings can be triggered that you kind of maybe notice, oh, now really sadness is coming up, or I'm angry, or I'm frightened, or just joy. Yeah, so I just want to mention it so that whenever some feeling or emotion comes up, just let it there, let it flow, let it vibrate. Everything is welcome here. Don't put it aside, because things will come into motion for sure. And on the mental level, we often do not really sense blockages as tension, but often as, let's call them, habitual thought patterns, where you notice that some repetitions are taking place, some inner self-talk, or let's say a certain strategy when you have to do with a difficult situation. You maybe notice, my strategy is most of the time, I feel overwhelmed, or I think over it, or I ask other people, or I try to turn away, or whatever. So we have most of the time 2-3 main strategies when how we use our mental capacity. And we could say, in the modern way, how we use the mental plane mostly is in a very linear way, where we move kind of on this horizontal level from past to future, and maybe stop from time to time in the present. But it's really a movement like that, going forth and back and forth and back. And what we really invite also in this course, that we become more and more used to a movement which goes this way, in a vertical level. And in order to be able that energy and awareness can really move in a vertical level, is openness and relaxation. So that energy can flow from the spiritual to the mental, to the emotional, to the physical, and back. So that there is a movement in this direction and not only in this direction. When our mental activity works on the horizontal level, we use only a little percentage of the capacity we have as humans. Some put numbers to this. Some say it's 5% or 10% of the capacity we would have as humans. And I would say the detail of the number isn't that important, but we know that it's just very limited. And when we are open, and when our different bodies are connected and coherent, energy can really move in this way. And what this means is that we can really get insights, get inspiration, are connected to creativity, to intuition, and also to something you could call a gut feeling, or also to the wisdom of the earth. So when you make this movement, you would say wisdom from earth comes from there, and wisdom from spirit comes from there, and they can enter our system. Yeah. So in this way, we also become much more than this limited version, just running between past and future. But we are really connected to spirit and to earth. Any questions or comments so far?
So for me, you'll notice how I learn. I have to listen and then I have to write. So I do take notes, even though you say it's okay, but that's me. That's how I learn. So it's like I have to, take notes as you're talking, but I'm loving already what you're saying. So thank you. And I'm putting it on mute because my husband's doing some banging.
Yeah. All right. Good.
Just a question. I might be jumping a bit ahead, but the learning that we're going to do, is that like a meditation? Because you say it's not really a mental comprehension. So would it be like more meditative kind of learning?
Yeah. So we call it initiatory learning or teaching, and it's really in a meditative space. And you will get a taste of it, because in a few minutes I will guide you through something which we call the subtle body meditation, where we move through the layers I just explained. And what is maybe important to know is that your system can go into like a trance-like state. So it's not that you really fall asleep, although this could happen, but I ask you to sit, not to lay down, because when you lay down, it can be even more, happen that you fall asleep. But in sitting, you notice it when you come out of balance. But don't worry if you don't really remember my words, or if you just notice, my awareness is there, but what has she said before? Don't worry about that, because your system will be connected to what I'm saying and will resonate with it and will kind of react also onto that. And I would leave it there. And what is important, that you really take a comfortable position. Yeah, and close your eyes if you like. And take a deep breath. And direct your attention to the physical body. Be aware how this body is sitting here on this chair. And feel free to move a little if you realize that you are not sitting as comfortable as you could. And I invite you to start to relax your physical body. And what this means, check actively. Are there any muscles which are tense? Although this isn't necessary in this moment. A few groups of muscles, of course, you need so that you can sit on the chair and that the breathing is functioning and your heart is beating. But all other muscles which are not doing any task can relax. The muscles which are holding your jaw, the tongue, your brain, your ears, or your pelvic floor. And just move in your own space through your body, giving it the allowance to relax. And allow your breath to flow quietly and evenly into all your body areas. Allow your breath to take space, to expand. And to fill the space between yourselves. Let your breath breathe your entire body. Surrender your whole body into this breath. Streaming in, streaming out, nourishing every cell with oxygen. And as you surrender to this breath, feel that you can surrender even more to this breath, that you can give more space going beyond the limits of your physical body, entering into your etheric body. And the etheric body is like a thin layer very closely to your physical body. And let your breath move through your physical body, but expanding into this layer of the etheric body. Notice this little further expansion. And maybe you can sense your breath like a soft wind streaming in and out. And as you continue feeling your etheric body, you also can feel certain parts which are more dense than others. Just notice if there are parts where your breath can expand easy, or where it's more difficult, without judging it. Just have this intention to relax and to give your breath as much space as it wants. And give your body, your physical body and your etheric body, the permission that everything what is held there and not necessary to be held there anymore, that this can start moving and flowing. And if you wish, you could imagine how your breath is really dancing through these two bodies. In a playful way, no effort. And you can't do it wrong. It's just happening in the exact right way and in the exact amount what is perfect for you. And sometimes certain tensions in the physical body can come into our awareness when we are more expanded into the etheric body. And with every tension, you would notice, just allow it to soften. And allow your breath to freely move in and out. And out and in, like waves flushing to the beach. And then slowly you can give even more space to your breath beyond the limits of the etheric body, so that your breath can start slowly moving into your emotional body, expand even further into the realm of emotions and feelings. And I want to invite you to notice the subtlety of this area of your system. And in an innocent and curious way, just explore if you notice any certain heaviness, more dense parts, or areas where there is a free flowing happening. Also explore really the backside of your body when you expand into this direction. And with your intention, relax into these areas. And again, let your breath stream freely in and out and in, like waves. And we are giving permission, if there are any tensions, holdings in any of these areas, the breath can just take it away and help to relax even further. And maybe you notice again and again, there can appear tiny spots which feel more dense or tight. And in an effortless way, you can open your system and become softer, so that your breath can reach into the density. And after that, allow your breath to expand even further beyond your emotional body into your mental body. And maybe you can notice that there is a different atmosphere. You are entering another area, another realm. And just move around with your awareness on the front side of your system, on the back side, above, below, right and left. And notice, is there an area where your breath can move freely? And is there an area where it's more tight? And allow your mental body to deeply, deeply relax. So that the air can move freely through your physical body, your etheric body, your emotional body, and your mental body. In all directions around you. And whenever you notice any limits or tensions, just allow this area to soften without effort. In a surrendering mode. And notice the movement of your breath like waves going in and going out. And then allow your breath to expand even further into the realm of the spiritual body. And just notice how the atmosphere is different when your awareness expands into the spiritual realm. And maybe you can notice often the mental body can relax even deeper when awareness is expanded into the spiritual realm. So the mental body can relax because it notices there is something bigger and I don't need to control and to hold everything. And again, in a very playful way, as if you would go for a walk, just walk around through these layers in different directions, only curiously noticing where is it easy to move through and where is it maybe more difficult? Where is it more tense, more tight? But without judgment. And there is this invitation, if you come across any tense part, you can invite this part to soften, to open, and to relax. And again, notice how it feels for your physical body, for your etheric body, your emotional body, your mental body, when you are deeply connected to the spiritual body. How do these other layers respond when you are held from something much bigger? And now I invite you to come back with your intention to now connect consciously again with your mental body, your emotional body, your etheric body. And then your physical body. Bring all your awareness back into your physical body. And I really invite you to maybe move your hands a little bit or your feet a little bit. Or maybe you want to stretch you or even feel getting up for a moment. All right, and I really also want to give now a little bit space, a few minutes, if you like to share your experience, if you noticed anything or if you didn't notice anything at all, how this was for you. And this is really without judgment, there is no right and wrong. But just seeing how we are also different when we enter such spaces and move there.
Yeah, well, it's interesting when you said at the beginning we go into a trance state. It reminded me back, like, because I've been on this journey of, you know, energy healing for a long time as a recipient and then as a practitioner. And say 15 years into it, I had a doctor come. He was an oncologist and he loves this energy healing, quantum physics and all that. And he did a talk And he talked about, that's the first time I heard, he said, you go into a trance-like state. So whenever you're receiving, like, he was doing hypnotherapy. So even though you're, and which I experienced this today, when you were talking, it was like, oh, like, I hear you. But then I felt like when I would zone out, but I'd come back in. And then when I came back, when you had us come back, I'm like, oh, like, I felt like I heard everything you said, but then I'm like, I don't really remember now. I'm not sure. Like, did I hear it all or did I really go out? And so very, so very much like when, I guess, when people get energy healing, they go into that trance state where they're aware, but they're not aware, and they come in and they come out. So it was really beautiful. I loved the, I loved it. I felt really relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's lovely what you say. And it's a little bit, some would maybe also notice that it's a little bit similar, like when you are between this sleeping and being awake.
Yeah.
There is kind of a zone. This is a bit similar to that.
Yeah.
For me, somehow there was a moment where I think I actually fell asleep, even though I didn't intend to. So then I somehow brought myself back. I was like, okay, focus, focus. but still, like, if you ask me what happened, I also could not really tell.
Yeah. And as I said in the beginning, if this happens, if you really fall asleep, no worries, because your system is still listening and receiving it.
So yeah. I believe that too, yeah.
It doesn't matter, yeah.
Yeah, for me it was also so that I was reminded when I sleep, I have often during the night special, let's say, states where I'm not really awake, but I'm also not in deep sleep. So, and this reminded me a lot.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful. It's like, oh yes, oh, I love it so much. And at the very beginning, I also said, do I get it right? Do I feel or sense the right things? So there was also this doubting if I can really do it right. That's, and then. At the same time, it was like, I come home and I know it. And
mm-hmm.
Very beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good point, Susanne. We will come across this for sure in these weeks we have together, that we have very different ways of noticing, of being aware, of reading, of... Some get images, some get smells, some get thoughts, some get physical sensations, and nothing is better or worse than the other. We all have our very unique way of our perception. And for example, a person, I don't feel a lot, but I just know. I know, and sometimes I get images, but there is just a knowing and I couldn't explain it and there is no way to discuss about it. It's just there. But some have really very strong feelings or whatever. And I just want to really highlight that you don't judge how your system is perceiving, because it's perfect and it's very intelligent, and it's really a matter of acknowledging it, valuing it, and trusting it. And the beautiful thing is, when we are different people coming together, we can just see how different it is in everyone. Yeah. Livia, anything from your side, what you want to share?
Yes, I would like to share. For me, I can definitely agree with that space of, like, in between being awake and sleeping. or like yoga nidra, when you're like kind of dropping into like a deeper space and you're kind of aware and you're present, but you're like so present that the word of the past is already gone, you know, like you can just stick to really like that full present moment. There's nothing outside and you're almost get into like a trance, like you forget the world around, like you're almost like asleep. And yeah, for me, there were moments where I was really like with the words and really hearing it. And there were moments where I didn't even remember that there were words, but it was just like a more like an experience and a feeling rather than like hearing actual words coming like through the headphones. And what I was also like feeling, like going through the different layers, was like in some layers, like I could feel like things, like density or like emotions or like difficulties that I can see that have been like present in the last days or week. And I could like sense them in like those bodies, like where they sit. So like even like it sits like kind of on the left outside my body in the front on like 20 degrees or something, like it's not even inside, but like I sense it there. That was really funny, really interesting to notice. Yeah.
Thank you. And that's a good point. So if possible, I really would invite you to listen to this subtle body meditation from time to time. It's really very relaxing. You could also listen it before you go to bed. And it's also really like Livia described it, without judgment, just in a very curious and open and explorative attitude to see if you notice anything in these different areas. How you read it, how you experience it, how the system register density or free flow or something. And also on the back side, on the front side, when you expand your system. So this is really a way of kind of more and more opening to the subtlety of your whole system. Yeah. And I also, I will make the recording of the whole session available, but I also will cut out just this meditation, also in audio format, so that you have an easy way to just find this meditation and do it again and again. That would be really lovely, because that's kind of a very important prerequisite for being really open and expanded to receive the coming initiations. And the more you practice this just on your own in the days to come, the more easy it's that we can kind of, we don't need so much time then during the class to prepare your system to move into that state. You will see after some weeks, we can move through it very quickly in 1 or 2 minutes, and then your system is there. What would be lovely, kind of like a relaxing homework to immerse your system again and again into that. Yeah, all right. And I want to actually give you an initiation in the first shape. And I thought quite a while which shape I will choose, and I decided, I chose one. You will notice it in a few minutes. And I did it because with this shape, you can bring your system in the quality of unconditional love. And this is kind of a very, very high frequency. Usually, how I learned these teachings. We weren't initiated in this shape in the first place. Some others came and then came this shape. But I'm very aware of the very unique situation in the timing we are in right now, especially in the time period from yesterday till the end of the month. This is on an astrological level, a very, very special time. And where it is said that the frequency we are embodying, the state we are in, the thoughts we are having will be amplified and will determine the next years to come. So it's very important that we take care in which attitude am I, in which mode am I, what do I emanating, what do I want to let grow in the next weeks, months, and years. And I would say love isn't a bad thing to embody in this time. So this is the reason why I chose this this shape. And how it works is that, I also invite you to just listen to the recording of this initiation and go as often as you can into this frequency and into this attitude, so that really love will be a huge part and a huge portion in your life in the weeks, months, and years to come. All right. So again, please, if you want to take a sip of water in between, please feel free to do so. I really want to, I sometimes forget to remind you, so please take care of your own as well. And make yourself comfortable. And if you like, bring your awareness to yourself. If you feel comfortable by closing your eyes, then do so. Or at least bring your awareness really towards yourself. And just remember how your system felt just a few moments ago with the subtle body meditation. And have this intention that quite quickly, your physical body, your etheric body, your emotional body, and your mental body relax, soften, expand. And allow the air of your breath move freely through these layers of your entire system. And for a moment, expand also further into the realm of the spiritual body. This limitless, pure space. Where especially your mental body can relax even further when it becomes aware that there is something bigger. Then bring your awareness back again to your mental body. We focus on the area of the mental body. And imagine us sitting in a circle And I put a shape in the center of our circle. And the shape is a sphere. Notice this shape of the sphere. And let your mental body allow to flow into the shape of the sphere. So that your mental body becomes a sphere. And allow your mental body to expand into all directions into the sphere. Maybe it can feel a little bit like stretching, like you have it when you do yoga. Maybe it feels also in your mental body like that. But totally become this shape, which is the most flexible of all shapes. And we could also say the most perfect form of all forms, without rough edges. A perfect shape with one single surface. A shape which has no preference in any direction. No preference, no judgment. A pure flow into each direction. Very easy in movement, can move in this direction and in the next moment in the other direction. And just relax your mental body into this shape. Notice if this is easy for you or difficult, but without judgment. And then notice how the frequency of the color red is filling the sphere. It's the red of the root chakra. Notice how this red frequency is filling the sphere. And how everything starts pulsing. This is pure life energy. And let this vibration of this red sphere simply penetrate your whole system. And just notice where your system is able to vibrate completely in this red frequency and where it's maybe not vibrating. Just watch it. And then let go of the frequency of the color red and see and notice how the frequency of the color orange fills the sphere. The color of creativity. And just notice how this expands and fills your whole system. An orange sphere. And your whole system is vibrating in this quality. And with your next breath, let go of the orange frequency and see, sense, and feel how the frequency of the color yellow is entering the sphere. A brilliant yellow clarity comes in with this vibration. Absolute clarity, transparency in all directions. And feel how this clarity is expanding in your system. The yellow frequency. And just notice without judgment where this quality can expand easily and where it's more difficult. Only watch it. And with your next breath, let go of the frequency of the color yellow and see, sense, and feel the frequency of the color green entering the sphere. How does it feel when this fresh healing and balancing energy is vibrating together with the sphere? The frequency of green, which is supporting everything which is designed in you and wants to grow, to let it grow. And with your next breath, let go of the frequency of the color green and see, sense, and feel how the frequency of the color blue is entering the sphere. Allow your whole system to experience this blue frequency. How it is moving through each cell and expanding in your entire system. Feel how the flowing, relaxing quality of blue revitalizes your system and refreshes it. It's like a tranquilizer. This sphere in blue is a limitless possibility of creation through you in music, in language, in movement, in flow, in easiness. And just notice how your system is able to relax into this quality. In the surface without edges, one perfect surface. And then let go of this frequency of the color blue and see, sense, and feel how the frequency of the color purple is entering the sphere. Let this frequency expand in your system. And relax into all parts and receive wisdom which is expanding in you. A wisdom which is able to realize what is, to notice what is, without preference for any direction. And with your next breath, let go of the vibration of the frequency purple. And see, sense, and feel how the frequency of the color white is entering the sphere. Let your whole system expand into this white sphere in every direction. And again, without judgment, just notice where it is easy to relax and to expand into this shape and where it isn't. Notice how your system feels when the all and one is filling your system. Boundlessness, oneness, total connection without any preference. And then let go of the frequency of the color white. And also let go of the shape of the sphere. And allow your mental body to vibrate freely without this shape, just in its own way. And with your next breath, come back with your awareness into your physical body and maybe move your fingers, your feet. You want to stretch. Yeah, and when you kind of would put in every chakra the sphere with this color in the same order we did it in this initiation, this is the blueprint for unconditional love. No preference, no judgment, full expansion, full flow, full mobility in every direction, in every chakra. This is the frequency of love. And just as a kind of a, as a, how to say, as a short notice, whenever we vibrate and we come into unconditional love, what also gets triggered is everything what is not matching this vibration. So be patient with yourself, because there is hardly any human being on this planet right now which is able to embody unconditional love all the time. We are in work in progress. And when you vibrate in this frequency for a while, it can be that certain patterns or certain old stories or memories can come to the surface, which are in a very different frequency than unconditional love. And my invitation would be, just be patient, open and soft when something comes up which feels unpleasant or where you are judging yourself. Relax into it and see it as part of the cleaning and cleansing process you signed up for in this course. And just I'm aware of the time, and I just want to give you the opportunity before we close and go apart again for another week. Is there anything you want to share or any question you have in order to work with what you received today for in the coming days?
Just to confirm that you advise us to do the meditation as much as possible, the first one, and also the sphere one as well, if I understood.
Yeah, so if you feel like really re-listening this initiation, that's a lovely way of doing it. But you could also just, while you kind of wait in the supermarket on the cashier or being on the bus stop, just give your system this experience of the sphere, and you not every time have to go through all the frequency, but just play with it in a playful way. What is the sphere for me? How can I expand into it? And if you like, also play with the colors. So, and really in a playful, curious way of exploring, not going too much in the head, but really trying to find out what is it about, you know, what is that? Yeah. Yeah, and if you wish, of course, to listen the recording again is an easy way to do it. And if there are questions or if you want to share something, I created a Telegram group. I also will include you, Susanne. So this is a way where you can kind of share or also put question where everybody can read. And we also learn from other experiences. So don't be kind of too shy to share something if you really want to, because there was something you experienced and can be something you would judge as good or as bad. All is really very welcome there.
When I have a short question. When I saw this or felt this sphere the first time, that it was like gold.
Mm-hmm.
It was gold.
Mm-hmm. That's also fine. So don't put it away. There can just other frequency also come in. In the whole energy language, we work with 144 colors. And if some of this appear, It's fine, but then kind of if you notice, just come back to, especially in the initiation, that your system then can get the code of these frequencies, because mm-hmm. gold yeah. is another code as that. But yeah, that can yeah. happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Good. So enjoy, experiment with it, and we see each other next week. And just this, if you can't join, just let me know, because then I know who will show up. And of course, the best is if you can make it live. Yeah. Great.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Okay, we'll see you next week.
Bye. Thank you. Have a good week. Bye bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. 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 Have a good day. Good night.
Bye.